welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History and several other history books. Now, I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII today. For On This Day in Tudor History, Thursday the 11th of October 1537, there was a solemn procession in the city of London to pray for Jane Seymour, Henry VIII's third wife and queen consort, who was in labour with her first child. Windsor Herald and chronicler Charles Risley recorded the procession in his chronicle, writing, "This year, the 11th day of October, anno 1537, and the 29th year of the reign of King Henry VIII, being Thursday, there was a solemn general procession in London, with all the orders of friars, priests and clerks going all in copes, the mayor and aldermen with all the crafts of the city following in their liveries, which was done to pray for the queen that was then in labour of child." Now, Jane Seymour had married King Henry VIII on the 30th of May 1536, 11 days after the execution of her predecessor, Queen Anne Boleyn. Just under a year later, on the 27th of May 1537, Trinity Sunday, a Te Deum had been sung in St. Paul's Cathedral. Fires were lit and wine was enjoyed by the people to celebrate the quickening of Jane's baby, i.e. Jane feeling her unborn baby move for the first time in her womb. The news was also celebrated around the country. Then, on the 16th of September 1537, Jane, who was about 29 years old, took to her chamber at Hampton Court Palace to prepare for the birth of her child. Jane's labour was long and difficult. Victorian author Agnes Strickland quoted from a contemporary ballad which states that her labour lasted 30 hours. "The queen in travail pained sore full 30 woeful hours and more, and no ways could relieved be, as all her ladies wished to see. Wherefore the king made greater moan than ever yet his grace had done." And the register of the most noble order of the Garter records that Queen Jane was freed from her very hard labour, which she had bore with exceeding pain for about 2 whole days. Jane gave birth on the 12th of October, the eve of the feast of St. Edward the Confessor. She gave birth to a healthy baby boy, the future King Edward VI. And I'll be telling you more about the birth in tomorrow's talk, so do stay tuned. So that's what happened on this day in Tudor history in 1537, a procession and prayers for Jane because she was in labour, something that would be very long, hard and difficult for her. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.